Closely connected to the necessary principle of seeking the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, when we study the Scriptures is number 7. We must make proper use of the context of any statement of Scripture. First of all, what is context? When one studies the Bible or any type of literary work, context is defined as the parts of a sentence, paragraph, or discourse that occur just before and after a specified word or passage. The context must always be considered when trying to understand the exact meaning of the specified word or passage, that is, the meaning the writer or speaker intended to communicate. This principle is vitally important in Bible study, but it is also pertinent in all forms of human communication. It is often possible to take a general statement, lift it from its context, apply it to a different situation, and thereby change the original meaning of the statement. To take a statement out of context, either knowingly or unknowingly, is to take its original meaning and twist it into something entirely different. For example, if I uttered the words, "John is poor," without any context for you to consider, it would be impossible for you to know exactly what I meant by that statement. You might have a good guess as to the meaning, but without a context for the statement, the best you could do would be to make an educated guess as to what I was trying to communicate. Allow me to explain further. First, if there is no context, the reference to John is ambiguous. Perhaps I know more than one John. If so, which one am I speaking about? However, if the statement was made in the context of other comments about a co-worker named John, then the reference to John would be clear. It would be dishonest for someone to take a statement I made about a co-worker named John and try to present it to others as if it was referring to a different John. Additionally, without a context to the statement about John being poor, it would be impossible for anyone to know whether I was speaking about John being poor in a physical or spiritual sense. It is possible that John could be poor physically and yet quite rich spiritually, or vice versa. Of course, if the context in which the statement was made pertained to money, it would be understood that I was referring to John's lack of financial prosperity. Can you see how very important context is in the process of communication? The significance of studying or understanding any statement in its immediate context is a universally accepted principle. Common sense should cause us to consider what we see, hear, or read in the context of the particular subject, conversation, and circumstances. It should be mentioned, however, that we must always be willing to look further than just the immediate context in our studying of a certain biblical text. We must be willing to consider the wider context. For example, the background information of a certain book of the Bible, including the author's purpose in writing it. Also, the overall context of the rest of the Bible should not be ignored. We must always be mindful of the unity or harmony of the inspired text when interpreting any passage. It is improper to understand any passage in a way that contradicts a passage elsewhere in God's Word. Note 2 Timothy 2:15. An excellent example of the importance of context in biblical interpretation is seen clearly in Matthew chapter 4. Jesus, in that chapter, fasted in the wilderness and was tempted by the devil repeatedly. After Satan tempted Jesus to turn stones into bread to satisfy his hunger, our Lord responded by referring to Scripture, "It is written," Matthew 4:4. Then, surprisingly, in the next temptation, the devil himself quoted Scripture to Jesus, chapter 4, verse 6. Jesus then answered that temptation with yet another quotation from the Old Testament, chapter 4, verse 7. At first glance, one might be inclined to think that the Bible contains contradictions based upon the dialogue between Jesus and the tempter. After all, they both quoted the Word of God in an attempt to establish their point. Satan argued in favor of a certain action, and he used a passage from the Psalms in an effort to establish such. Jesus referred to a passage from the book of Deuteronomy to argue against the same action. The problem was not in the sacred text, but in the way that Satan pulled the verses from their intended context and tried to make an extreme application, an application that God had never meant. In fact, the devil's application of Scripture contradicted biblical principles found elsewhere, as Jesus pointed out. Jesus showed that it took the whole counsel of God on the subject in order to correctly interpret the passage the devil offered. The situation in Matthew 4 is a good one for us to consider for several reasons. First, we can know without a shadow of a doubt who was right and who was wrong in this situation. Jesus, the Son of God, lived a sinless life. Note Hebrews 4:15. He was obviously not in error on this occasion. Second, this passage illustrates that it is possible for someone to refer to certain verses in a way in which the author did not originally intend. Sadly, this very thing happens all the time in Bible studies today. However, when conflicts in interpretation arise, the challenge for us is determining who is using Scripture properly and who is misusing it. It is unfortunate that a large percentage of religious error today is caused by someone who takes a few of his favorite verses of Scripture, ignores many other vital passages on the subject, and presses them to an extreme position which conflicts with other points of truth. This is what Satan attempted to do in Matthew chapter 4. Friends, it is not enough to cite a certain verse as justification or refutation for a particular action. We must respect the context of any and every passage. When we pull a text out of its proper context in an effort to prove a point, we are handling the Word of God deceitfully. 2 Corinthians 4:2, and note also 2 Timothy 2:15. One will never interpret the Scriptures correctly if he is not absolutely committed to understanding God's truth. If a person esteems their opinions and preferences above the Word of God, he will be prone to pulling verses out of context in an effort to justify himself and his ideas and desires. Tragically, such a one is not concerned about respecting the immediate or wider context of a passage, nor the whole counsel of God. Acts 20:26 and 27.